Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on Zen Sports. That's Z-E-N Sports. They got everything. They got NBA. They got baseball. They'll have golf. Exciting news coming with the app that I'll be announcing here in a couple of weeks. But until then, make sure you download the app. Lots of exciting things on there if you're going to be betting this spring. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, we got some news. Let's get to it in the rundown. Bop, but a bop, but a bop, bop, bop.
Okay.
Memphis basketball has landed a commitment. And he will be joining us in about 20 minutes. Zachary Davis, South Carolina transfer, 6'7 wing. See, I hope I didn't oversell that. That was our second hour surprise.
That was a very good sell and a good payoff.
I had to keep it very under wraps, though, because there was a step-by-step process to this, right? He had to announce first, and then we can promote, right? I didn't want to get in front of his announcement by saying we're going to have him on. That would be obvious. So there's a method a little bit to the madness here, ladies and gentlemen, but thank you for sticking with us. Zachary Davis, 6'7 wing from South Carolina. SEC wing is the first and foremost thing. He averaged 8.2 points a game, 4.6 rebounds. Couple of things that you need to know about Zach Davis. His best game of the season, his highest scoring game of the season, came against the national champions. Yep, that's right. 22 points against Florida in a one-point loss. He was 9 of 18 from the field.
Okay.
22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals.
And what I've read about him is he's a defensive guy.
Yep, obviously 6'7", rangy. He had 22 against Mississippi State. He had 22 against Florida. And then, you know, South Carolina wasn't very good this year, right? I mean,
no, 12 and 20.
Yeah, they just weren't a very good team. And
now they're playing in a hell of a
no question.
The best part of their record.
And so I think that's the, and we'll talk to him about it, just, you know, the opportunity to.
What time are we having on? 1225?
1225.
Oh,
yeah.
This is great. Thank you.
He's been at South Carolina for 3 seasons.
He went for Frank Martin, I read.
Yes.
And stayed for Paris.
Yes.
Huh.
And so. Every year, his numbers have gone up. His minutes have gone up. So I like that, right? He went from 5.9 points a game last year to 8.2 this year. He went from 3.6 rebounds to 4.6 this year. He went from 1.3 assists to 1.8 this year. His free throw percentage went up. His free throw percentage went up. So across the board, getting better, right? And I would imagine he's got 2 years remaining because he's only done 3. So because you get the graduate transfer year. So another guy that has potentially multiple, he would have multiple years of eligibility.
Will he?
Yeah, because he can graduate. You graduate and you get that 5th year,
cool.
Right? So that's my assumption. We'll ask him. I think it's a really nice addition for Memphis. You know, I watched him. There was a game I watched South Carolina this year, actually, start to finish. It was against Georgia. He had 8 and 7, and he didn't shoot the ball particularly well in that one. But I just liked how he could rebound. Like he's a big rebounder, right? Like he's a guard wing rebounder. I like that. I think he's got real upside as a 3-point shooter, especially and this is the key, in the American. I mean, we saw that last year with Dane Danger. These are the kinds of guys I think Memphis should be taking more of. The guys that play 20, 25 minutes a game at the SEC, ACC, Big East, Big 10, Big 12 level, come to Memphis, get 25, 30 minutes a game, watch your numbers, you know, explode, basically. I mean, now, that you still have to be a good player, but it's a different beast when you go from having to play Tennessee and Arkansas and Missouri and Florida and,
right.
I mean, to playing the people that Memphis is going to have to play from January to March. So, and then again, like, he's already going to be familiar because Memphis is going to play some SEC teams in the non-conference. He already knows what to expect. He's already got that experience. So, I think it's a great addition for Memphis. I think he's going to be a guy that really improves under Penny Hardaway, and I'm excited to talk to him here at 1225.
I am too. Good get, great get. The fact that you're doing this as quickly as you did, very impressive. You always still have something in the bag left, don't you? Something up the sleeve, not just the tattoos.
Oh, that's right.
Tricks.
Just a little bit.
What a surprise for us. Looking forward to that. Now, you said we're going to have to get the three-point percentage up.
Yep.
27.7. You know, that's what I'm here to do, is here to be the real.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot to like here. And again, everything you read from the South Carolina side is he was one of their key defensive players at 6'7", 200. So, like John's talked to you about the potential for an offensive efficiency increase, especially in this league. But I think defensively, too, he's kind of that two-way guy. And for Penny, on that side, obviously, you know, being able to lock guys down is going to be, you know, it's critical to his system. They got back to, you know, going from 2 years ago when everything they'd fallen out of the top 100 in defense, they got back to something that resembled Penny's top defenses. I'm sure they're thinking too, we want to get closer back to that. You wonder how much Tyreek Smith could have helped with that. Another big potentially on that team. Looks like a guy's going to help you on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know, you know, what – I believe he was choosing between Memphis and Southern Cal. I believe those were his final two schools. And so, you know, you beat out USC for an SEC wing. I am just never – I'm never going to complain about a guy who was, you know, basically – I don't think he started every game, but, you know, started 75% of his games at the SEC level, you know. Started 17 a year ago, started 19 this year, like –
His offensive rating was hurt last year by his turnover rate, which was – it fits right in.
Yeah, but again,
22%.
That's right.
I realize it's in a good conference.
Right, on a bad team.
On a bad team. But that's one thing we've discussed Penny's got to sort of corral. And so, clearly that'll be one. In addition to – I mean, we saw him go – what was P.J. shooting at Tulsa? We saw P.J.'s shot get improved vastly at Memphis. And, you know, obviously he has the potential. He shot 101 threes, made 28 of them.
Yeah.
He took a ton of threes.
Yeah.
On a bad team.
He did.
That has to clearly improve, and the turnover rate has to go down. But very useful player, and especially, again, as you're trying to build a support, you know, a group around P.J. Haggerty that's going to keep you nationally relevant.
Exactly.
Coming from the SEC, so I like to get.
Yeah, so we'll talk to him. He was a four-star guy coming out of high school. Believe it or not, he was actually projected as a point guard coming out of high school. So, you know, something to consider. Maybe he's got, you know, a little bit more in his
He can make plays. He's got playmaker
in his bag.
That size.
And again, we've seen guards that come here under Penny, in a lot of cases, have enjoyed their best seasons. I mean, I expect that to continue, you know.
How tall is Barry? Off top of your head, 6'4"?
6'4", yeah.
This 6'7"?
6'7", yeah.
PJ, yep, 6'8". And Barry played next to PJ?
Yeah.
This guy plays wing?
Yeah. They're also bringing in Sincere Parker for a visit, who's a wing from McNeese State. McNeese. Yeah. And so, you know, they'll have to figure all this out. I mean, they obviously, like, can't depend on PJ right now. I mean, they're trying to get it done, but until it's done, you know, you really can't. You have to move like it's not. And so, I mean, they're also bringing in Doug McDaniel. They're working on bringing in Doug McDaniel on a visit. The Kansas State transfer. Hitman Hoops had that this morning. He would be the point guard.
Point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Michigan long ago?
He was at Michigan the year that Memphis beat Michigan, yeah. He's a hooper, dude. Doug McDaniel is an absolute hooper. I would.
If you bring him in, then PJ's staying in the role that he was in next
correct.
To Tyrese.
Yes.
You're
yes.
not shifting PJ.
Yes. And then, you know, Quante would be a bench guy.
Quante's bench.
Tedford
not
would be a bench guy. You know,
this is a starter coming from the SEC.
I think totally.
He can't play the four, right? He's playing
no,
three.
Yeah, he's three.
This is a three.
Yeah.
Because he's a guard.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, he's coming here to
you
start.
You got your starting three here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, just trying to figure out the pieces.
No, we're kind of putting them together. So I think ideally, right, we're still kind of waiting to see what they're going to do with, on the big path.
Right.
Because that's the part they don't.
You got major work there, especially you know? If you expect not to have Dane.
Although I have heard that their intention is to try Ashton at the four.
He better be eating at Dad's house.
Yeah, that's the intention right now, is to use him
I mean, he's got a frame you could put some weight on.
He does. And if he can make shots, yeah. I mean, he can't be worse than Jordan, right?
Jordan had some good rebounding games. I don't think you're going to get that out of Ashton Hardaway.
But
y'all were killing Jordan.
They got away with
year.
Jordan, though, at the
yeah,
four.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, what do you think he is, a three?
Huh?
Jordan? What was he then?
I mean, he was a four.
He is a four. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And there were games, again, he had double doubles before Naquan Tomlin got here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tell you he's good. But y'all were killing him when the way y'all should have had all that projected to Burrow.
If Ashton Hardaway can't come, now he did have, he was 230, so he's got some weight on Ashton. But if
230?
Yes, well, they have him listed at.
Okay. I thought more about like 210.
Jordan?
No.
Jordan was 230. Ashton's 210. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Got to put more weight on him.
He's
going to play the four.
He needs to get to
220, 230.
Yeah. There's no question.
You can easily do that. He's got it. He's got a frame that you can put weight on.
But if Ashton Hardaway can't average 6 and 5, bro, what are we doing?
6 and 5 as a backup four?
No, that's what Jordan averaged last year as a starter.
Man, his numbers went down. It feels like they're low.
That's what he was his whole career, bro.
Were they that low the first year?
Yeah, no. He was 6.5 and 4 the first year.
Well, he was 40 from 3. Give me that.
41%.
Right? Okay.
And then that was a miracle.
We were about to take off where y'all brought Naquan up in here.
That was the outlier. That was like the sword in the stone, because every other year it was 24.5, 22.2, 19.7.
No, I'm going to have to readjust. Nick was not great. But, however, he was here for a couple years.
I'm just saying, if you got away with – let's get 10
pounds.
Your
point is we can do that with Ashton.
Right. They're going to try to do this positionless thing.
Ashton can be Jordan.
Yes.
I've got to wrap my head around
it. He can be better than Jordan. He averaged 6 and 5 on 24.5
points. Jordan had important moments. Ashton had important moments against Michigan.
Right. Just do that. Just be the Michigan guy. You know,
it was like one game. We never saw it again.
No, we
did.
Did
he have any other good games?
I don't.
It was like where we felt like he needs to be out there.
I don't think so.
I realize we have him on a higher level than Jaden in terms of what he can do for you.
Yeah, he had 17 against Michigan, and then he did not score in double figures for the rest of the year.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah,
like it was a one flash.
It was. Now he didn't play much though.
But rebounding, and he just was there a game where he had? I didn't think so, John.
No, three rebounds against Texas A&M.
Bro came up on the perimeter, man.
No, I mean, but again, they're going. He's not.
Well,
we
got to piece this together. I guess he's not the ideal four, but we're gonna have to put some weight on him and stick him on down
again.
There.
Jordan averaged 5 rebounds a game.
John says we're going to get 7 and 6.
Four the year before.
7 and 6 out of Ashton at the power forward spot.
I mean, plus
it's coming.
Zach Davis is a good rebounder. He averaged 5 rebounds a game.
No, I like him
as a three.
Bro, he's bringing SEC toughness. Now I'm sold on that.
Yes,
we're gonna get those turnovers down.
You know, he's coming in motivated. I think you're going to see, you know, improvements to his percentages from three. I think you're going to see
My guess is they were asking him to do a lot of playmaker stuff, and on a bad team,
right?
He won't have to do as much. If you're getting Doug to go with PJ, who's going to be an assist man, he won't have to do that from the three position.
I like
see
how
my
you're
point?
Still pricing in PJ. I like that.
Oh no! What's happened is I feel like you're moving off.
I'm not moving off.
You just said I didn't stop you, but you're the one that just said Memphis has to act like you know it might not happen.
Well,
so they have
until
to
they have the answer. Until they have the answer, that's all I'm. Saying.
I mean, I'm looking at this
you
as
you don't
no,
want to be asked out if he holds you till the last day of the portal and you don't have any motion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying this looks more like you're still. This is a piece next
totally.
To PJ
you
as opposed
yes.
to this is a piece
yes.
that will replace him. If,
correct.
As the main guy,
I feel
if
like
he's gone.
If they take Sincere Parker, that is the end for the PJ Haggerty experiment at Memphis. That's my guess.
Oh, my God. See, that you have moved. Things are happening, well, and I'm just pulling it out of you.
They're just doing their due diligence, though. I mean, they're just, because this guy averaged 12.2 points a game last year at McNeese State.
Is he in the portal?
TJ. No, he's not. They're trying to get it done. You know, but it's a lot. They got to move mountains, man.
You're not saying it. I'm sensing something.
I don't know anything that has changed. I mean, I said yesterday I would go all in on PJ. I think they're trying to do that. I mean, they have not gotten this, bank busting player yet. Like they're sort of.
No, that's why I figured your value shopping for the rest of this.
Right. Exactly. And they are.
I mean, Ashton.
They are.
That's
your starting four.
And
right,
it's not going to cost you anything, most likely,
totally.
That you can take care of that.
Yes. Again, I have not been told by any stretch of the imagination that Memphis is out of it for PJ. I have heard.
Okay.
Memphis knows what it has to do. Memphis knows what it has to do with him. Can they do it? It would be beyond.
What's it going to take?
It would be beyond, dude, $3 million.
I'm saying, how much more do we need?
I don't know what their fundraising currently is, but that's what it's going to need to be. Maybe even more. So don't even have the conversation if you ain't starting there. Penny's told us the number when he came on with us, whatever that was.
Yeah, but that was still during season.
No, like, but he knew what was
like,
up.
It felt like when Toppin got four, though.
Well, he got
between
3.2.
I thought Norland had four. Y'all said somewhere
around,
in between.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. We're,
either way, yeah. Point being, I thought it was that was higher sort of where Penny had us.
Well, you know, something.
Since yours is a second team AP All-American just like Toppin is.
Right. No, listen, you're right. I mean, but it all depends on what somebody else is willing to pay.
I mean, what did Penny say?
Penny said he's going to get $2.5 to $3 million. It's going to have to be $2.5 to $3 million.
He said 2-3?
Yes.
I didn't remember that he said 2-3.
Yes.
Okay.
He put the numbers on it, bro. That's why it was so.
I think I remember that. I think maybe I thought 2 to 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he did say it then. My bad.
You know, and because he was basically, we asked him, you know,
they're
what's
trying
it going
to
take
him at 3?
You know, to keep PJ. Like, we asked him, like, has that already started?
Well, you can't keep him at 3 if Toppin literally got the same status as getting 3.2.
Yeah.
So, but if that's some indication of, okay, you might be close here and you're just a little far off, I feel pretty good about getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I want to get the exact quote, though. Parth transcribed.
Yeah, I didn't remember him going up to 3, so shout out, you know, good call, good memory by you if he went up that high.
Okay, so what he said was, this is how he put it. In this transactional world, someone could come and go, hey, we'll give you $2 million, $3 million, just come over here to this team. That could happen. But if you have love for a program, sometimes that overrules the money. We already show him enough love, tough love and real love, like everybody doesn't want him to leave and everybody wants him to stay. But if he feels that love, that definitely helps a lot as well. He's definitely the number. So, he didn't say we got a raise.
He said that's what he will be offered.
Yes, and he is correct. And he was correct, and he knew he'd be correct.
Has he been offered more than 2 to 3?
I've heard that, but I can't believe it, because if he hasn't gone there yet, like, why wouldn't he go, you know, like. At some point, Memphis is priced out of it. I don't think they have to be at 3 because we've seen the way they're constructing the roster.
Right. That's why it looks like
it's
coming together that way.
So, I like the offseason so far because you have interchangeable pieces. You have guys that feel like they could be like I think Barry and Tedford could both be comfortable starting or coming off the bench. If Ashton can add a little bit of weight in the offseason, he certainly won't be worse than Jourdain.
You still got to get a center.
Got to get a big at the 5, no question about that. So that's going to cost. And then if you just kind of top it off with PJ, there's your team. And then you fill in around the margins with what you have left.
Yeah.
But that's going to be picked to win the American. It's going to be probably just outside the preseason top 25. But how many teams can honestly say they're returning a consensus second-team All-American? I mean, Purdue, Texas Tech, Memphis. I think that's it. I think those will be the only three teams that will be able to say that. Let me pull up the All-American teams. But most of those guys left, right? But most of those guys transferred or, Purdue's bringing back Braden. Cam Jones is gone. R.J. Lewis is gone from St. John's. John Tanjay is gone from Wisconsin. J.T. Toppin's going back to Texas Tech. So I don't have the third team in front of me. Let's see. Yeah, let's just use the AP. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
All those guys are gone, bro. LJ, Hunter, Eric, Dixon, Ryan Cogbrenner, Zakai Ziegler, all those guys are gone. So if Memphis returns P.J. Haggerty, they will be one of three teams in America that are returning All-American players. They would be ranked in the top 25.
I was going to say with him, you'd probably be in the 25.
It would be intellectually dishonest not to. Because if they finished in the top 25 with him this season, I think they finished 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could you drop them if they're bringing it back? I mean, they're one of three teams. So that's what's on the line here is a preseason top 25 ranking. So anyway, Zach Davis, latest to join the University of Memphis here in this offseason wing from South Carolina. And we're going to talk to him when we get back. We'll ask him about the process, what he sees in the program, Penny Hardaway, and what he's going to bring to the Tigers. So stick around. We'll talk to Zach Davis next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, welcome back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is the latest commitment to the University of Memphis basketball program. His name is Zachary Davis. Just announced on his Instagram that he is headed to the University of Memphis, and he's nice enough to join us now. Zach, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Now, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, so pleasure. Just kind of take us through the decision. I know you came in for a visit. What vibes with you about the campus and the staff here?
Like me and my parents been saying, it just felt like home. Just the open arm welcoming. It just felt like home. Like I felt comfortable being there. And the biggest thing in this recruiting process was just find a place that feels like home and I feel comfortable in. That's going to develop me to the player I want to be and have trust. So that's the type of vibe that I got from being around those guys.
When it came down to it, who else was on your list that you were deciding between? Memphis, who else?
Memphis, Pittsburgh, Cal Berkeley, and Xavier.
Got it. Those are the four.
John and I were talking after your commitment was made public, and we see you, you know, got you penciled in starting three, know you can play the two as well. What is Memphis, what has Penny sort of talked about in terms of how they envision you coming in and being impactful in this lineup?
Just being a positionless player. I could play one through four, honestly. But just being able to just feel comfortable and just have a good feel for the game, that's the type of player I am. I feel like I can play in his system, and I feel like it's a good fit. And the situations and the opportunities that I'm going to have in the system to showcase my abilities, I feel like it's perfect. So I can be a positionless player in this system.
Well, you know, I was looking at your 247 profile out of high school. I mean, I don't know if this was accurate or not, but they had you listed as a point guard in the database.
I was. Yes, sir.
So it must be like kind of a – you know, vision thing, like, oh, 6'7" point guard being coached by the best 6'7" point guard in the history of the world.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that. I feel like he's going to give me a blueprint to be successful, and all I have to do is just take in the information and just put in the work. And me and him had conversations about that, so I felt like it was a great fit, just learning from him. A lot of knowledge I can learn.
Coming over from the SEC, obviously, you know, from a ratings perspective, probably the best conference we've ever seen. Just what was that like night to night, man? Because obviously the team you were on last year did not have the best go in that league. But again, as tough as it is. So what was it like just sort of the grind night to night in a league as difficult as that one?
Just knowing you're going up against some pro every night. They're going to bring it to you. And since I've been at South Carolina, we never got the respect that we should have. Last year, even making it to the tournament, we still didn't get our respect. So, I mean, just bringing in that mentality, and I feel like it's a competitive conference. So, day in and day night, you got a good opponent every night. So, you got to be ready for the moment. So.
I read where, and I know this now, where, you know, initially, you know, Frank Martin was still at South Carolina. You decided to stay with Lamont and everything. So clearly loyalty, a big part of your brand. In terms of that, that decision to stay, can you talk about that with us and deciding to stick with what you picked originally?
The loyalty was the biggest thing. And me and Coach Perry sat down. We had a conversation. like going on and talking about if I would stay or not. And we came to an agreement. It was gonna be a good fit, but some things don't always work out. So I wanted to stay here. I feel like Coach Perez helped me in a lot of ways, but loyalty was the biggest thing for me.
You know, I asked you that, and good to hear. I asked you that to sort of ask you this. We were trying to figure it out, and of some, you've got the one more year. Is there a possibility for a graduate year and two at Memphis, or is this a 1 year deal?
That's to be discussed.
Understood, yeah. Brother. Understood.
It's a business, right?
Yeah, it's a business,
it's a business. So just take me through that piece of it, because obviously this is your first time in the portal, and we are in the NIL era. Does the NIL era make it easier on you to make these decisions? Does it make it more hectic? Like, just take us through sort of the, and I know you have an agent as well who helps with that, but just kind of take us through that piece of it.
I'm not really into all that. Like you said, my agent really handles all that, and I just get the updates and I make my decision and I talk about it. But this decision I made was based off after college. Like, what am I trying to set myself up with? So, really, all I can say is the NIL part, yeah, it's good, but I'm trying to focus on getting past just the NIL and getting to a dream and a real life reality, like outside of college. So that was really based on that decision. So I really can't really talk too much on that.
No, I get it for sure. We're talking to Zachary Davis, South Carolina transfer that's coming here to Memphis this season. You know, Penny Hardaway's got a really good track record of power league guys that come to Memphis. Last year it was Tyrese Hunter, Dane Danger. They come here from, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten. They have career years in the AAC. Not that you necessarily are ducking better opposition, but how much of a attraction was it to get a chance to go up against like teams that, you know, you're probably just going to be better than in terms of this decision?
Can you repeat that question again?
Like, just the idea of going from the SEC to play in the American, where, you know, your numbers can be, you know, potentially much better against the level of competition.
Yeah, real talk.
I feel like I could definitely take that to advantage, but at the end of the day, basketball is basketball. Everybody put their shoes on the same way. Everybody is brought up into an opportunity a different way. So I don't really look into that. I just let my game show, and I can be promising a better year, a year that nobody ever seen in my college career.
Can you take me back real quick to January 22nd of this year, Zach? It was that game against the national champs. I know you fell by one in that one. But you you already know where I'm going. You gave the national champs, I think it was 22 points and 4 assists. I think y'all were up in the half at that game.
We were up the whole game.
Bro, you had it rolling.
Yes, sir. No, it was just one of them nights. Always want to win. Season wasn't going as best, and we got a number 5 team coming into not ranked team, last team in the conference. Just go out there and just play, like give it all. And I feel like the ball was on our side most of the time. Then just down the line, possibly mistakes caused us to lose the game by one.
A couple more and we'll let you go. We appreciate that. We appreciate your time
Absolutely.
Very much today, Zach. I've watched you quite a bit because I pay attention to the SEC with my national gig at Field of 68. And just watching you, I feel like there's a lot of upside for you at a place like Memphis with your three-point shot. Is that something that – is that an idea you share, like there's more to be had from you as a shooter on the perimeter?
Way more to be had. I put in a lot of work with shooting, and I'm definitely going to put in a lot of work with shooting, just a lot of reps and doing the right thing. So I can definitely be having one of the best shooting careers, seasons in my career. That's a goal.
And then last thing, in terms of the rest of the team, I don't know how, like, in tune you are with – the plans, what you know, like, what do you know sort of about the current team you're joining? I know they have big plans. They maybe would like to keep a guy like PJ Haggerty. Like, just what do you know about the team that you're joining here in the Tigers?
I know that we got some guys that's questionable, but I hope they see what Coach Penny is bringing and offering to this team to make us be a tournament team and a team to win the AAC again. So they'll stay. So I feel like the team is good, and I feel like Coach Penny has a great idea and an image of what he wants the team to look like, and he's going to surround me and other guys around numbers of guys that just want to win. So I feel like the team will be good.
Dig that. Hey, man, Zach, congrats on the decision,
congrats.
Man.
Thank you,
appreciate
brother.
Your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure.
He is Zachary Davis. Commitment to the University of Memphis, coming over from South Carolina. Again, like, what you have to love about a guy like this is twofold. One, he played in the SEC for 3 years. Not just one, but three. Secondly, his best games last year were against the national champions. I mean,
That's what did it for me.
Yeah.
And you pointed that out before we had him on. And he clearly remembers that one. And what stood out to me wasn't so much about the 22-4 as we lost the game. You know, that was clearly his focus, which is the kind of, you know, the kind of player that you're looking for. It wasn't so much about, hey, man, I performed well, really had it rolling. It was we made costly mistakes and we lost. He wasn't so much interested in talking about his individual performance
as he was
the fact that, man, we should have had that one.
That's right.
You know, that's the kind of attitude and the kind of player you want there.
Yeah, and I also thought it was really nice that, you know, he said the NIL was great, but he picked Memphis because he wanted somewhere that could set him up after this is all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're trying to get him to commit for 2 years. He wasn't going to do that with you.
No. But remember, we went into that interview wondering if this was a one and done deal. Not just I wasn't asking about Memphis.
Right.
How much eligibility is left?
Right.
Sounds like
there
what you
path,
said
yeah.
there would be a graduate path
for sure.
Potentially.
Yes.
Yeah, but I get him not wanting to commit.
Oh yeah, he can't do that.
He's smart on that business.
Oh yeah. I mean, in this day and age, man, you can't give anything away, man. You know, like PJ can't just say, all right, you know, but why can't, you know, these basketball programs structure a deal like Nico got, right? Like Nico came in as a freshman and got a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't basketball programs doing things like this? That's what I would do. Like, I would have given PJ a multi-year deal. I would have, like, baked in, like, hey, you averaged 20 a game last year. We're going to assume you're going to do that here.
Who's signing that if you can go?
Well, Nico signed it.
I'm saying if I'm signing one-offs and if I'm signing a whole deal and I get second-team AP All-American.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not worth the paper it's written on because Chad Baker-Mazzara signed a deal with Auburn and he's in the transfer portal right now. But still, you know, I mean, again.
They've all been, to your knowledge, one-year deals in basketball?
Yes.
And they all are that?
Yes. I am not under
there the, must be some reason for that.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
That no one has tried to do a multi-year.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because things are so fluid in college basketball. Like,
I mean, they're just as fluid in
basketball
now, aren't they?
You know, I could see a starting quarterback would say, if I'm going to Tennessee, I'm not going anywhere else. Like, that's damn near the pinnacle of the sport, right? SEC, high-level right. SEC. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of any. Like, I assume Jani Broome would not say, I'm just going to sign a three-year deal here and I'm never going to take another, you know, look at things.
Maybe coming out of Morehead State, though, since you're at Auburn, though, right?
It just depends.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
surprised we haven't, now that you mentioned, I'm surprised we haven't seen a school or heard of this. I think it's you must be right that they're all 1 years.
Yeah, they just get redone in the offseason.
But there has to be a reason other than fluidity. Maybe there doesn't have to be, but it feels like there's one.
You know, you just
look into that.
And there's more school. I guess there's more school.
We still know so little about what these deals look like.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the right in terms of the.
Oh yeah, we know nothing, bro. Yeah.
You know we're 2 feet in this NIL era now, and there's still so much that's so murky with the, you know, the details of these deals.
Yeah.
When you get your money.
Yeah. How you get it? Is it all in one? Like I remember I was trying to I talked to somebody about it a year ago, and it was still unclear.
What Tyreek's deal contention was he had gotten all of the money.
Yeah, and I got all of it.
Okay.
He had, like, some activations he had to do.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't do the activations, and he was mad that he didn't get the money because he didn't do the activations. They're like, how can we pay you for something that you didn't do? I mean, you and I don't get paid if we don't show up to do our webcam radio work, man. You know? I mean, that's just the way. I might do it from home.
Yeah. Don't put us in this.
You know, but every time I make a point, the camera stays on you.
No, you still get paid.
The people need to see you nod and
You get paid on paternity leave? Yes.
That was negotiated in my NIL deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was an agreement, man. See? But yeah, like Chad Baker, like the whole thing right now is that, you know, Chad Baker Mazzara,
yeah, what's going on with that?
He was the guard, you know, the Mercurial guard that helped lead Auburn to a Final Four. He's like 30 years old. but he's entering the transfer portal after agreeing slash signing a deal with Auburn in the offseason. And so Auburn's all pissed off about it, and they want to fight it. And then you remember, like, oh, who are we going to fight it with? These guys aren't employees.
Right.
So, yeah, he signed something. He went back on his word, but who cares? That's not legally enforceable. Because, like, the contract says if he – apparently the contract says if he leaves, he has to pay it back. He has to pay 60% of it back. Who is going to enforce that?
So they've paid him, though?
Like, apparently so. Apparently it was like a lump sum. I don't know.
Hold up. He signed the deal, took all of the money, and now he's leaving? And you're telling me he's not giving any back? He's going to go get paid again?
I'm just telling you.
That's just straight thievery.
I'm just telling you what this group is saying, bro. Like, I don't know.
There is no way he got all of it. Auburn can't be that stupid.
You're right. I completely agree.
Like, how? Come on, man. We gotta hold it, wait some till the fall, don't we?
Yeah.
So this fool shows up.
That's right. Because you could just take the money and run, right?
Yeah, dude. What you? Baker Mazzara?
Yeah.
He got dunked on by the dude from Florida. What was
Mazzara? He got about 1.65. Chad Baker Mazzara.
And he said, I'm taking
that. Man,
this.
We can pay that. We can pay Chad Baker Mazzara 1.65 in Memphis. Let's go. Come on, man.
Not if we got to pay P.J. Haggerty.
It's a P.J. Haggerty contingency plan.
He is not in the portal.
He's not in the portal yet. But you have to be prepared, bro.
I'm just saying. You can only get so prepared here the next few days.
Chad Baker Mazzara, $2 million if P.J. doesn't come. Yes or no? If PJ doesn't stay,
saying we only have a few more days. If he's not in the portal, he can't leave.
Well, that's correct. I believe that's true.
You have to be in the portal to transfer to another school. He's not in.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to wait it out. Can I wait a few more days before I tell you that? That's the boat they're in.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right.
We're approaching the deadline here.
Yeah.
And he's still not in. Continue to monitor.
No, you're right. He's not in yet. He could be, though.
It feels like we're getting close. It feels like it's... If you keep him out for the next few days...
Yeah. Now, Zach
Davis... They must know something.
Zach Davis said that a couple guys are questionable. Like, he didn't mean, like, they were questionable, like, players. He meant that they were, like, questionable to come back. And he was clearly talking about P.J. Haggerty.
And Dane is who I thought of when he said both.
And Dane, right. Exactly. So
and those would be the big two you're telling him about, right?
Yeah. But it's always interesting because it's really just like a Rorschach. You know, when you see all these different pieces, like you don't really know what it's going to look like until it's on the court. That's the only hard part about the college basketball in 2025 is like you're just kind of picking pieces and you have no idea how they'll.
No,
fit.
I like what I see, and because the fact that PJ is not in there today, I know you've sort of maybe kind of adjusted.
I'm just
where you are on
bro.
It.
I have to be prepared.
But I feel good about everything now except the centerpiece. Show me who the starting center is, and I'm ready to start 25-26. You know, we're getting there. Again, this is assuming PJ's not getting in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
But they sure seems like they're building this team, expecting him not to.
Exactly. Exactly right. So, anyway, that's commit number 3.
Barry.
Ashton.
Tedford.
No, 4.
They call him King Tedford.
King Tedford. So you got King Tedford, Barry, Ashton, and now Zach Davis. So that's 4.
And then how many Scollies were? Dante.
Dante is expected to be back.
Was he one of the questionables?
I don't think so. But
he was not talking about Dante.
I think Dante Harris. I think Dante Harris is honored to be back on next year's team.
Oh, there's a JUCO or something.
Oh, yeah. They got Felipe, who will not play. Who shouldn't even waste his time.
There's a big, too, right?
There's a, what's the guy's name? A Vieira Tuck, Daniel Vieira Tuck.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, isn't there a JUCO big that was there on the team? Or
Kuna big, yeah. Yeah.
He's getting a Scholly, isn't he?
Is he? Good Lord.
I mean, the way Parth talks about him, man, I think he's going to average 20 and 10.
Nice.
I'm kidding. Parth did not say that.
What is he doing?
But he talked, I'm assuming he's going to be a Scholly guy next year.
Buna Kebe is his name.
You're going to need to work on that.
Yeah.
Is he not a Scholly guy? Again, I'm counting the 13 and seeing how many more we need.
I'm going to be honest. This is a real thing. Student visas are getting revoked around the country. And he's from Senegal. I don't know if that – I know South Sudan had their – there was like the whole thing with Rubio and like Malawach during that game. I don't know if Senegal is under this, but I did see today the news was five University of Memphis students have been told their student visa have been revoked, which is disgusting, by the way. No reasoning given. What an embarrassment, right? That we're supposed to be this center where everybody, you know, America, come to America, learn, you know, start a business. You know, that's what it's supposed to all be about. But now you're completely disincentivizing people to come here ever again.
And you give them no reason.
I mean, they're afraid they're going to be told they'll be deported for no reason. That their visas will be canceled for no reason. They paid their tuition. They didn't break any laws. And now they just wake up on Thursday and they can't go back to school. And they're being told they have to leave the country in 15 days. Who is proud of that? That's not – it's America first is one thing, right? America only? Who wants that? But that's just a – that's. But, again, I'm bringing it up because – if we're just revoking student visas out here, that could very well apply to a guy like Budakebe.
Maybe it does.
I hate to even go there. I hate to even bring that up, but it's a consideration. So I don't know. I don't know what kind of exemptions there are for athletic scholarships. I doubt there would be any. You know what I mean? But that's our world, man. That's the world we live in, right? So anyway, thanks to Zach Davis for joining us on the show. Yep. We'll come back. Lots more to come here. DeMichael Cole going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, how do
you
turn off?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nino had a great experience when he listed his Oakmont home with Gina. Her cost-efficient tips made our showroom ready. Nino said, sold for $350,000. Gino, sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gino will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
ESPN.
And what a bright financial future it will be if you're right with the right group, and that's the Leaders Credit Union. Leaders Credit Union is a not-for-profit financial institution fully owned by members. That's very important because it operates for your benefit because it's owned by you. 70,000-plus members in West Tennessee and growing. They're investing all over Memphis. They're here to stay. And as we said, just getting bigger and bigger, you can be a part of the family. Well, why would I want to do that, Jason? Because they've got better rates. What Leaders does with the money they make, they put it back into Leaders. That means back into you. That means better rates for you. It means better technology for you, like their new financial wellness tool inside their online banking app. I love it. You'll love it as well. That mobile app is easy to use. Got the face recognition. Me and CJ are always on it looking at his money grow and his future Leaders savings account. And HELOCs right now, you can get rates as low as 6.99% home equity lines of credit. can get you that cash you need for that home renovation project. Get it done. Leaders just wants to help you grow in your financial wellness. Check out leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. You mentioned 92.9 FM ESPN at a local branch or online, and they'll be happy to waive that membership fee for you. Don't forget about us here. So appreciative, Leaders, for being our great studio sponsor, and want you to be a part of the family as well. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA, and Leaders is your financial champion.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Once again, I want to thank Zach Davis for coming on the show. I thought it was a real misstep by you not asking him directly how much NIL he got on this deal, Jason. But I guess we'll try next time. Do you guys really think that people would answer that? I mean, what a ridiculously where's your couth? You got to have some couth. You know, you don't go around and ask people their salary. They offer it to you, you know. That's one thing, but you don't just go ahead. You don't go around asking people. So, but obviously I think he kind of told us like this was bigger than an NIL decision, you know. It wasn't just about that.
Only clowns would think that you could ask publicly in these situations how much a player is making right after he commits.
No question. Because he's made nothing
yet. We
could
educate some of them. But that's why I say clown, because I think in those cases they know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
It's been addressed.
Yes, thank you so much. All right.
I probably went too far asking him on the years, but again, I didn't frame that.
I don't think you went.
But what I did was get my answer.
I don't think you went too far. I think it's just in this.
Well, I think he thought I was asking for a 2-year commitment to Memphis.
That's
the
right.
Little
that's,
fun
that's
you poked.
Exactly right.
He could have very taken it that way.
Yeah.
Wasn't asked that way, but did get answer.
Exactly right. That it could. He
could have a second year. That's the. No, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. So I appreciate Zach Davis for joining us on the show. Hey. You never know what could happen on this show. Maybe that we'll get the next one. You
great just, get, bro, right after the commitment.
Oh, listen, it takes a village.
You're making us look good in year 9, man. We're really picking up steam.
I'm trying, brother.
And we're growing.
What do we always say? High entropy. Let's build.
Bro, I'm just learning the word after yesterday. I'm sorry. It's just.
Brad, are you feeling the high entropy? Are you feeling the let's build? Can you feel that
he
year 9?
He likes playing with
high
us
entropy.
I still don't know what it means.
High entropy. Let's build.
What's it mean?
No, but yeah, okay. So you have two grown men
right,
in
right.
here.
So,
and I never wrote it in any paper. I never had to because I don't know what the heck it is.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm getting the sense that Brad has never used it either. I've never used it, so I don't think it's anything to be ashamed
well,
of.
Well, there's two definitions.
And now you're just dropping it into regular conversation.
Right. So basically, entropy is unpredictability. Right. That's what it is. It's chaos.
Yeah, and you've been saying high entropy like it's one word, though.
Right. Well, it's
and
there's
confusing
low entropy,
some
there's
people.
High entropy.
Remember that we don't understand what entropy means.
Right. And so,
when you say it so quickly together and just
so
say high,
there's the thermodynamic definition of entropy,
not,
which
not
is not what we're talking
it.
About.
Not
and, then there's the literal definition, the practical definition of it, which is unpredictability. In year 9, you don't know where this show can go. You just don't know. We could get.
I've always agreed with you on that.
We could get Kendrick Perkins. We could get Zachary Davis. We could get Danny Green. You know what I'm saying?
Champ.
We can go around the world, and we could get a lot of different guests. We've had Neil deGrasse Tyson. We've done that before. You just never know.
How is he, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's
all
busy, though, because we did find signs of life, potentially, on a distant planet yesterday.
No, he's working that.
I don't know if you caught that news, Jason, but Katy Perry and I have just booked our flight.
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
So we're going
to roller coaster ride.
Go ahead and do what we do best and colonize that planet. And we will see you on the other side, brother. I'll do the show from Zoom like normal, though, if that works for you
normal
guys.
Normal is right. It's becoming very normal.
All right. Speaking of clowns, speaking of clowns, Aaron Rodgers went on with Pat McAfee this afternoon. I know everybody is extremely excited and worried about where he's going to be. And the logic was, oh, he's going on with Pat McAfee, big night out. He's the Yinzer. He's the Steelers guy. He's the Pittsburgh guy. He's going to go on there, and he's going to announce that he's going to be – no. Basically, what he announced is he's dealing with a lot of stuff personally, and it's not about the money, but he can't make a commitment to a team right now because he has issues in his personal life involving people in his inner circle. He's not winning for the Vikings, he says. He says that he would play for $10 million, you know, wherever he goes. But he said he went on the show at the urging of his sister, And so that's where it is. He says he's open to anything and attached to nothing, but he did not necessarily sound like a guy that is dead set on even playing in 2025. So
I mean, it does still leave open the speculation that people have put, you know, some of the experts they have out there that have, you know, he's just waiting to see what happens with Minnesota. Leaves it open. Now, that said, I'm backing off because we know Aaron Rodgers in terms of his dealings with his family. There's a history there. This may be completely separate from that, but we realize, I mean, even with my sort of cynical view over the years of Aaron, I wouldn't mess with this. And say, oh no, this is just him making this up, and he is indeed waiting on, you know, what Minnesota thinks of JJ and mini camps and everything else, and hoping to get there. I'm not, so because I know that, you know, personal issues and family issues have been in his history. So I would completely respect this, and I suppose we will wait and see.
Yeah, but again, it wasn't like, oh, I'm so excited, I can't wait to get back to the end. Like, who knows? And I'll be honest, I don't think the NFL is going to miss him if he doesn't play.
Well, there's also something to be said for it just might be the right time, you know. Minnesota's got a quarterback that in J.J. McCarthy that whether they're ready to do it right now or not, they're invested in him. And so there is no real future. Maybe it's a one-off, and maybe you get deep in the playoffs. Are you winning the Super Bowl? If he looks at it that way, go for it. But my point would be that's an organization that's clearly got a future, and it includes one right now that's without you. And if you met with Pittsburgh for 6 hours, you could have locked that in when you were there, and you didn't. And so, again, I would go back to, and especially depending upon how serious these family issues are, maybe it's time, you know, because, yeah, with Devontae, there were still some flashes last year, but it's what's clear is that I don't think he's Super Bowl caliber anymore.
Yeah.
And when the Jets got him, they still thought that. I think we're in a different place now, particularly after the injury the first year with the Jets.
Right. Yeah, it has not been.
Maybe he needs to tend to that. Tend to your personal life and go have a life.
No, right. You're 41 years old, man.
I mean, you've had a great football life.
Yep.
For him, it must just be about winning one more Super Bowl.
Yeah, but nowhere. I mean, unless it's Minnesota.
Might not be worth it.
You can't do it. I mean, Pittsburgh's not going to Super Bowl with you.
You don't think so?
I don't. I just think Aaron is so beyond washed.
Well, I'm with you there.
I mean, so I just don't.
But they got weapons, and they got a defense, right?
Yeah,
they got
I mean,
a playoff caliber, maybe Super Bowl caliber defense,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the.